Tuesday, the 11th of February. Four games, pretty quiet. We've got a lot coming tomorrow, so calm before the storm, so to speak. We will cover all four games. We had an interesting lineup change for the Phoenix Suns. We had a Bulls performance, which, well, let's say if I was a Bulls fan, I wouldn't be super excited about what lies ahead based on today. Let's get into all of it. This is the Tuesday post-game show. Let's go Bulls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere and everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Four games. Now, Dan and I recorded a mailbag show earlier today. If you want to go and check that out, he's just tweeted something about it. So you can find that link. Go and have a listen. There was no pre-game show, partly because there was only four games and I was doing the show with Dan. And if you've listened to the show already, as Shining Knight already has, yes, I will say I'm questionable for day to day. I don't know what we want to list me. Played basketball last night and picked up a knee injury. We will see. I had x-rays today. I have an MRI on Friday. I have torn my ACL previously, my left knee. This was my right knee. It felt very similar, non-contact, knee just buckled. I will say it doesn't feel as bad now as I remember it feeling last time. So the doctors seem to think it might be a meniscus, not an ACL, but we will find out on Friday. And we'll see. Although one thing to come out of it, I will not be playing basketball anymore. My wife has put her foot down, let's say. And fair enough too, fair enough. It does take me out of action in terms of helping because I can't really walk. Let's get into the action. Four games. Toronto at Philadelphia. Raptors get the win, another loss for Philly. They're heading down the plug hole, aren't they? Where are we? Where are the standings here? Philadelphia. So Philly are currently 20-33. And they are, can I look at, there we go. So they are 11th behind the Bulls. There you go. We'll talk about the Bulls in a minute. Behind the Bulls, one game ahead of the Nets, three games ahead of the Raptors. Yeah, not looking good for the Sixers, but let's start with the Raptors. Scotty Barnes, 33, 10, and 3, two steals, one block, shot the ball well. So a nice bounce back here in terms of efficiency and scoring, which is great to see. Quickly had his best game since returning, 23 points, 5 assists. No defensive stats, but the minutes are there. A little bit more aggressive on offense, so ramping up nicely. Grady Dick had 3 threes with 3 steals, so he was a nice streamer tonight if you added him in. Jonathan Mobo continues to start at center, but he's not a center. I know he was up against Embiid here, so that's a tough matchup. But a few defensive reads that he made were, a little questionable, I think. Know your opponent. Understand that Joel Embiid has the slowest shot fake maybe ever and has very little mobility, and he was biting on a lot of those. And anyway, it's he will start. He's fine if you want to stream him in, but I don't think he's someone we need to be picking up. Same can be said for Ochai Agbaji, who had 11 points in his 27 minutes. And obviously no RJ Barrett here. He remains out, although he was not upgraded necessarily, but his designation was changed from concussion to conditioning or something. So that would indicate, that would indicate that he has passed his concussion tests and the protocols. and is now just ramping up for a return probably after the All-Star break. Philly, Joel Embiid, I said he did play, 27 and 12, a steal and a block. Look, shooting wasn't great. His efficiency is not going to be super high, I don't think, just because he's got no lift anymore. So I would expect his shooting to be under 50% moving forward. Kelly Oubre had 12, 7, and 3, two steals, one block. Has to be rostered. He's just playing a lot of minutes. Tyrese Maxey, look, I mean, there was a dud coming, wasn't there? Because he's been playing very well. 5 points, five rebounds, three assists on 1 of 9 shooting. Now, Nick Nurse did say after the game that he thinks that Maxey could be dealing with something physically here. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if Maxey is given some, whether it's just for one game or after the All-Star break, they decide that they're just going to throw it in and they start resting him and Embiid will continue to be rested. Paul George, still very mid, 14 points, three rebounds, two assists, two steals. One of the more disappointing players, I think, this year. He too will continue to miss games, I think. Justin Edwards had 9 points with a steal in 16 minutes, but it was Quentin Grimes who had 13, 7, and 4, two steals in 36 minutes and started the second half. I think we just need to add him. He will play most games. If he's going to play 30-plus when all three stars are healthy, then I think that his floor is probably 30 minutes now. So I think we need to add him. Yabusele had 8, 6, 2, and 1. He's sort of a soft hold, I guess, because Embiid is going to miss time. They do play tomorrow. So Embiid hasn't ruled out playing, but I doubt very much he plays. There's a chance Paul George doesn't play. There is 15 games, remember that. So you will have every player on your roster active tomorrow. So unless you've got a ton of injuries, Grimes might not be in your best 8 or 7 or 9. But I think he's worth picking up. All right, Knicks at Pacers. The Knicks hold on for the win here. Good game. Always is a good game between these two teams. 128 to 115. They pulled away late. It was closer than this. For the Knicks, Karl Anthony Towns, 40 and 12. Three steals, 14 of 23 from the field. 9 of 9 from the free throw line. Very good. He had been struggling a little bit offensively. Maybe he has worked through that hand, thumb, finger issue, whatever it was he was dealing with. He looked really good here, as did Josh Hart. He had some early foul trouble, but that didn't slow him down. Still played 40 minutes, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Continues to be one of the more surprising players, I would say, this year. Bridges, Brunson, both of those guys sucked, but that's okay. We hold them. Precious Achiuwa had 9 and 12 with a block. He has to be held until OG is back. Now, OG was questionable for this one. They play tomorrow. There's a chance he's back tomorrow. So just keep an eye on the injury report to see if he is available. And Achiuwa would then be a drop. McBride had 15 points off the bench. Landry Shamet, 11 points off the bench. I'm not, as long as these guys are healthy, and this was with no OG, so you throw him back in there and the minutes shrink a little bit. So I'm not grabbing any of those bench players there. For the Pacers, Aaron Nesmith, yeah, no point adding him. Thomas Bryant, I thought he played quite well. 18 points, 9 rebounds, a block. They really need Miles Turner. Someone vacuums out there. But while Turner's out, Bryant is doing a serviceable job. Halliburton had 16 and 8. Not his best night. In fact, yeah, not great at all. Nembhard had 8 points with 3 steals. I just can't say that he's a must-roster player. Mathurin had 18 points and Ben Shepherd had 12 in 14 minutes. Mathurin is worth streaming in for points. TJ had some good moments, but really just had 6 assists. He is a streamer for assists, as we know. And Obi Toppin, likewise, I guess you could stream him. but I wouldn't. All right, Detroit at Chicago. 132-92, the Pistons get the win. Now, it was not this close. If you were watching this game or keeping an eye on it, the Bulls scored 29 points in the first half. It was 77, 72, something. Anyway, they were up by almost 50 points at halftime. Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. So I'm actually not taking much away from this performance at all. I thought Asar Thompson looked really good. 16 points, 4 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks. This is a very Amen Thompson line, but only 22 minutes. That's the concern. It was a blowout, so we do need to factor that in, but he's typically playing 25 or fewer minutes. So I think he's okay if he fits your build. But I don't think you have to hold him. If you are pretty good on the defensive side of things, you could look to move him and open up a streaming spot or grab someone who's playing 30, 32 minutes a night. We had some good performances off the bench. Malik Beasley had 24 points. Isaiah Stewart, 14. Duren was actually pretty disappointing in this one. 11 rebounds, 5 assists with his 4 points. But again, I don't care. For Chicago, does anyone care? Yeah, it was... I mean, I can't find any positives from this performance, really. The fact that they didn't trade Vooch and they're pushing for this 10th seed, and what a joke. I don't know. Is there anything? It's really ugly reading. If we look down, two players in double digits. Matas Buzelis scored a team-high 12 points. I really don't know. What did they shoot? What was their percentage? 35% from the field, 21% from three, and 63% from the free throw line. It's just disgusting, and I don't want to look at that box score anymore. It makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit. Memphis at Phoenix. Grizzlies get the win, 119-112. For the Grizzlies, Zach Edey started back to this sort of minutes are up, minutes are down kind of situation. 4 points, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal. It's probably just enough to hold. If you've got him on your team, you know that on a nightly basis you have to prep for a range of outcomes. Jalen Wells, I don't think we need to hold him anymore. He's still starting, but the minutes are down. They're healthy. So there's just not enough there for me. And then tonight it was Aldama, 14 and 5. He had 11 of those points in about 2 minutes. So outside of that little window, he really did nothing. Brandon Clark had 14 and 7 with a steal. Vince Williams played 17 minutes. Luke Kennard played 15. G.G. Jackson, 13. Scottie Pippen, 12. And they didn't even need John Conchar in there. So, yeah, you know my thoughts on Memphis. Jaren Jackson, Desmond Bane, Ja Morant, they're our holds. Everyone else is probably just a streamer. For Phoenix, Kevin Durant passed 30,000 points. Not a fantasy topic, obviously, but still very impressive. Nick Richards, I think we can just move on from Nick Richards at this point. 6 points in 16 minutes. Now, this is floor for him. This is worst case scenario, but he's not playing 28 minutes or anything like that. So I think we're okay to move on. Tyus Jones had 11 and 9 with 2 steals. He's been a little bit better of late, so that's fine. Bol Bol is the question here. What do we do? Look, you probably add him. 18 and 14, 2 steals, 4 blocks. That's absolutely a line that needs to be rostered. Am I confident that he sticks in this role? No, I'm not. There was no Bradley Beal in this one. Cody Martin will come in at some point, as will Vasily Micic, I assume. And I know they don't play center, but that's just going to mean that, yeah, Beal is going to play 30 minutes. So who loses there? Ryan Dunn probably loses 5. Ty Washington probably loses his minutes. But Grayson Allen's not losing minutes. Royce O'Neal probably loses a bit. The starters aren't. So I just don't see a path at the moment to Bol Bol playing 30 minutes a night. But he has played 3 good games in a row. they're basically just throwing, well, for lack of a better expression, they're throwing shit at a wall at the moment and hoping that it sticks, and it's not. They're outside the play-in at the moment. So although Bol Bol played and played well, they lost and they are losing. So he's not contributing to winning basketball, but he is a very good per-minute producer. So get ahead of it, pick him up, but just be prepared for a situation where you might have to drop him in the next week or two. All right, let's get to some questions. And a Bol Bol question from Galahad. Yeah, look, I think pick him up if you want to. I'm not convinced. I'm not going to go out of my way to get him tonight. I'll have a look if he's available. Yeah, but do remember, like, he's a good permanent producer, but he's not going to be super efficient for a big. Do they look to just start him at center? They could do that. Nick Richards isn't doing anything, so they could move him to center and bring in Royce O'Neal as a starter, maybe. I think it's probably open slather at the moment for their rotation. Shiny Knight, for a punt threes and free throw percentage build, would I rather Buzelis or Klingon? Oh, look, probably in that build. It might be Klingon just. Buzelis does hit some threes. Klingon doesn't really. He can, but he doesn't. Buzelis is a good shot blocker, though, and probably is going to play more. No, look, maybe it is Buzelis, actually. I'll talk myself into Buzelis. Joseph Kim, should I drop Io for Assar? I feel like the Bulls' seven-guard roster is going to be holding him back from having... Yeah, he doesn't have any upside. Assar... does to some degree, but I also don't see him playing 30 minutes a night. So I actually don't think either of them have a ton of upside compared to what we've seen, but Assar will definitely get you more on the defensive end if that matters to you. All right, Cookie Monster, who is worth the hold? Klingon or Bol Bol? Have both right now. Drop Io for Bol today. In your league, I don't think either will end up being a must roster player in a points league. Bol Bol is probably somewhat more fantasy friendly because he can hit threes. He's going to score a little bit more. Klingon is really just rebounds and blocks. That's it. So yeah, it's probably Bol for now. Oh, grinding despite my injury. Yeah, I mean, sitting here is fine. It's getting up here that's a challenge, but that's okay. You guys don't have to watch that on a live show. So as long as I can get to my chair, I'm okay. Who do I like as an ad more? Alex Len or Maxence Prosper? Oh, God. Is neither an option? Surely there's someone better. I don't think Len's going to play a ton of minutes. He'll be used sporadically when they need a big body out there. Because I think they basically signed him because he was the only center available. I don't think he's a great fit other than giving them that presence. But in terms of the game they want to play, which is up-tempo, rim running, spreading the floor, no, I know Len can spread the floor, but Jackson Hayes, I think, is a better fit for that. So it's probably Maxence Prosper just because the Mavericks literally have no other centers. PJ Washington's questionable for tomorrow. He will play a lot of center, but they're going to need someone in there to play backup, I think. Do they go with Najee Marshall? Maybe. I don't know. I'd probably go Maxence Prosper, but neither are very appealing. Looks like my care team is better than the Hornets. Well, I'm my own care team. I've done this before. I'm only reporting to you guys. So, the Vespa didn't take my knee out. I may not be able to drive here for weeks. I'm hoping that's not the case. Yes, I can be on a minutes restriction. That's fine. Take little contact. What else have we got? What else have we got? Aditya. Should I drop Goga to pick up Grimes or Matkovic? Other drop candidates are Yabusele, Nick Smith, Aaron Wiggins. All right, I wouldn't drop Nick Smith. Aaron Wiggins, I think, will be a drop at some point, but probably hold him. He's playing very well at the moment. Goga or Yabusele? Goga has more upside, we know that, but, man, he's been rough. Yabusele's floor is pretty safe. I would pick up... I think I'd take a flyer on both of those guys over Goga and maybe Yabusele at this point. So I think you could go either way. Is Assar better in my league or your league compared to Klingon and Bowl? Does he have higher upside? Not really, because he doesn't play... As I said, he doesn't play more than about 24 minutes a night. I don't think Klingon will play a lot more than that either. Bol Bol might. I mean, he played 30 tonight. So probably of the three, Bol, I guess, has the highest upside just because he's got a... At the moment, he's got a path to minutes. Assar has looked better of late. So I'd probably... I don't know what order I'd go in. Again, in your league, I don't think... any of them are going to end up being top 50 players or anything like that. So many random pickups for Hini Mini. Drop one of these for Bol Bol. Nemhard, Christie, Hayes, Pods, Keon, Klingon, Middleton. Nemhard, yep. Christie, no. Hayes, no. Pods, no. Keon, no. Klingon, yeah, maybe. Middleton, not Middleton. I don't know. Oh, look, yeah, well... Nemhard, yes. I would drop Nemhard for Bol Bol. So there's one. You only need one. Do I see Mo Gay becoming a standard league ad? I could if they... Yeah, look, if they're going to play in minutes, and you're right, they do have some injuries at the moment to Nance and Vic Krejci. He is still on a G League contract, so they have to monitor the games played and that sort of thing, but... he's been very intriguing, so I'm probably not adding him yet, but I'm definitely keeping an eye on him. If you've got, I mean, it depends on your league. If you've got the capacity to just add someone for tomorrow who you don't actually want to play because all of our players are playing, and you've just got someone trashy that you want to drop, you could add Mo Gay and just see how he goes tomorrow. Don't have him active or anything. Just see what the minutes look like. And then you could go, okay, well, now I'm going to hold him, or no, I'll just drop him and pick someone else up. But again, depends on your league settings and whether you have some flexibility to do that. Who do I bench for tomorrow? This is going to be a question for everyone. Who do we bench tomorrow? Mikhail, Bilal, Grayson, Tari, Pods in a points league. Yeah, I mean, Mikhail wasn't good tonight. Bilal's been fine. Maybe Grayson. I'd probably start Mikal Bridges just because he's got the highest upside here. So I'd probably start him, and then I'd probably start maybe Pajemski in a points league. Tari Eason hasn't been great. Bilal's a bit hit or miss. Pajemski's playing 30 minutes. He's doing stuff. So I'd probably go Mikhail and then either Bilal or Podzemski. All right, there's an Aussie question. I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, Ison. Going off the last question, points leagues, do we drop Jackson Hayes? He's pretty borderline, I think, in a points league. If you want to hold him, but... I don't think he's a must roster player, no. He's not playing more than 24, 25 minutes. Chad thinks we are underestimating Len. Maybe we are. I mean, I've seen years of Len. And he's had some interesting performances throughout his career, but there's a reason that he's been out of the rotation for a lot of teams. Superior to Hayes, probably in some In some ways, yes. As I said, I'm just not sure about the fit. But, yeah, look, I mean, they've brought him in. He'll play. Some nights it might be 25, some nights it might be 12. Other nights he might not be in the rotation at all. So it's going to be very up and down. The same can be said for Jackson Hayes, though, in that situation. Thing is, we never thought Trey Murphy or Amen would be this good. I thought Trey would. I thought Trey had top 40 upside. Amen, probably not. He's had some luck, but I drafted him everywhere. Top, I think I was taking him in the 80s, maybe. I was a little bit higher on him. So obviously I didn't think he'd get this good this quick. I thought he would be this good. So I was pretty high on both of those guys. Asar, I'm not quite as high on him. I've always thought Amen is slightly better, but they do profile much the same. Bol Bol, I don't know. I mean, we've seen years of Bol Bol where he has these weeks of awesome performances and then he's out of the rotation for a month, and there's a reason for that. But as I said, Phoenix are just doing whatever they can to win at the moment. So, yeah, going at him. Does Beal affect Bol Bol? I think he does, yes. Thank you, Shining Knight. Yes, I do hope that this is... I hope I don't have to have surgery. That's probably what I'm hoping for, that it's just some rehab and sort of staying off my feet for a couple of weeks. But, again, we'll find out. When do I think Mark Williams is going to play? I don't know. He's not. Oh, I can't think if he's on the injury report. Look, he won't play tomorrow. Let's put it that way. I'm not sure what his official status is, but yeah, so he is listed out on the official injury report, not with team. So. Yeah, we assumed that this would be post-trade deadline, which it is going to be. I hope it's after the trade deadline. I hope that by the, what have we got, a week, a bit over a week until after tomorrow games start. So I'm hoping we can have it sorted by then. Do I think Scoot will be starting? I think so, yeah. Yep, I do. Where did I draft Alex Saar? I didn't draft him anywhere. He could. Top 50, maybe. He's got some pretty big holes in his game. Offensively, he's very rough, doesn't shoot at a high percentage for a center. Good rebounder. I mean, and look, with no Valanciunas there, the minutes are his, the role is his. But I think he's probably going to miss some games. They do have Vukcevic there as well. They do have Rashawn Holmes. So I think he could have a good stretch of performances. Top 50, maybe. I'm probably not as high there on him. What position do I play on my team? Center, power forward center. Depends who I'm on the court with. Is Nurk a buyout candidate? Look, maybe there was video footage of him today shooting around, getting shots up in a Charlotte uniform, so I don't know what that means. Looks like Mark Williams will not play this season. There's a chance of that happening. I haven't heard anything to make me think that yet, but it's sort of unprecedented. I think once this is sorted, he will play somewhere. If I had to bet, if I was forced to put a bet on here of what happens with Mark Williams, I would say he just finishes the year in Charlotte, plays for Charlotte. Carl, holding both Nurk and Musa, is there a chance for any of the two to hold value? Musa would be the one if there is a chance, because I think they've already said he is when Williams was traded, Musa is the starter. And he has started, and he's played well. Nurk hasn't even played yet. So if Williams doesn't play for whatever reason, I think Musa over Nurk. If Williams comes back, Musa will be sort of one of those. He'll be a little bit like a Dayron Sharp has been. I think he'll do just enough, and then he'll step into a larger role when Mark Williams rests. Fierce Kane. How high am I on Lonzo? Worth stashing over to Sunmu? I don't know. I've actually soured on Lonzo a little bit. I know he's been a very good sort of like a feel-good story this year. But unless you need steals, I actually don't think that there's a ton of upside. Threes, I guess, but they're easy to stream. The assists, they're running like such a guard-heavy lineup that he's just not in a position to get you 7 or 8 assists. He's not a high-volume scorer. His efficiency is not good. And free throws are sort of average. So if I had to pick between the two of those, I don't know, I might go to Sumu slightly, but I think they're both like top 100. So I don't think either are must roster. They're close to, but they did. Yes, Galahad. Charlotte did put out an announcement saying they were excited to have Mark Williams back and that he was their starting center. And then the next day was when they then said, we're going to try and argue this. So, I don't know. What's Buzelis's upside this year? Probably in that range with those other guys. I think he's probably a bit higher than those guys, to be fair. Top 90, I'd say. A little bit higher. I'd probably have him like a round or two above Lonzo and Dosunmu. Chad. Should you try and acquire DeAndre Hunter from me to try and shore up your free throws? That must be in our league. That's in our old man squad dynasty league, which I believe I'm currently leading, if I'm not mistaken. I am. Look, number one is me, balls deep. Number two is Chad. So we're right up there. I've got a couple of injuries at the moment. I've got bloody LaMelo Ball, Julius Randle, Brandon Miller on that team. So I've got some injuries, but and I have Lonzo on that team. So yeah, it is a deep league for people wondering. I talk about Lonzo maybe not being a must roster. Our rosters are like, what are they, 24 deep or something? I don't know. They're very deep. Scoot or Bilal in a points league? Scoot, I think, there. Eventually. How many points could I have scored for the Bulls tonight? I'd like to think I could get on the board, maybe. If I shoot enough threes, I'm going to hit one. They were bad. They could have rolled out Michael Jordan. He probably would have scored 30. And Chad is a hospital ward, so you obviously have a lot of injuries as well at the moment. But you're still second, you see. You can often overcome injuries. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to slowly make my way back down to the kitchen and sit down. Hang on. We've got one. Let's just do this question quickly from Ison. Hard to predict these things, but what do I think goes on in New Orleans? You have Zion on your team. Don't know if I should try and trade him before the playoffs. Yeah, I think you could. I don't know what they're going to do. It would make sense that they just pack it in and get a bottom three seed to try and get that number one pick. Please get it so that Cooper Flagg doesn't have to go to Washington or Utah. Probably going to go to one of those teams. I think you could look to trade him. If you can get a top 40 player back, I'd probably do that. Would the Jazz sign me to a 10-day deal just to rest me? Well, the money would be nice. I don't know what you get paid for a 10-day contract, but I'm sure it's more money than I get to do this, which is nothing. And one more from Lone Des. Start Coby White or Keyonte George? Oh, Coby White was terrible today. I don't know. What's the Jazz injury report for tomorrow looking like? And who do they play? Let's have a look. Man, that pregame show is going to be big tomorrow. Chicago played Detroit again. Okay. That'll be interesting. Lonzo probably returns. He's questionable with an illness. Utah play the Lakers. And looks like they've got all their guys at this stage tomorrow. So, I don't know. Do we think Coby White can bounce back? They're in Chicago. They're playing Detroit again. Surely they have to turn things around, don't they? Yeah, I might go Coby. Best Australian fast food chain. Australian fast food chain. Gee, we probably don't have a ton here that you can't get elsewhere. Here where I live, my favourite is Kingsley's Chicken. So, but it's a food chain that's only where I live. It's only in the sort of within half an hour of me. You can't get it anywhere else in Australia. So I'll go with Kingsley's Chicken. There's a shout out. Oh, there was an Aussie question up here somewhere. Some of my favourite dishes in Australian cuisine. Australian. Well, I do. I like a pie. I like a meat pie. I like a schnitty. So whenever I go out for dinner, usually I get a chicken schnitzel. I usually rate a restaurant or a bistro or food place by how good their schnitty is. So I do like a schnitty. What else do I like that's Australian food? I don't know, actually. Well, Vegemite, I guess. But, I mean, I love Vegemite. That's an Aussie food. Yeah, I don't know. I eat a lot of pizza. It's not Australian. Does Hungry Jack's count even though it's just Burger King? I don't think so. It's the same thing. It's the same burgers. So I wouldn't count that as Australian. It's just an Australian version. I have no idea why it's called Hungry Jack's over here and not Burger King. Yeah, I don't know. What else do we have? Zambreros. I don't know if that's an overseas thing. Zambreros is pretty nice. I mean, there's places here, kind of Foster's. We don't drink Foster's here. That's such an Aussie thing, though, isn't it, Foster's? But, God, I don't think I've ever had a Foster's. I don't even know if you can buy them. You probably can, but I don't drink them. Yeah. Anyway, time for me to go. I'm going to go and try and help with dinner if I'm allowed. I will be back tomorrow. Well, I'm not going to work, so I'll be here with a pregame show. What time do the games start? They don't start early. There's just a million of them on. So we might do a slightly later pregame show. So maybe like 5 p.m. Eastern, we could roll it out. So an hour or two later than usual. And it'll be a pretty long one, so we'll get one done, assuming I can get up here. Friday, there may not be, Thursday. Oh, there's no, there are games Thursday. There may not be a pregame show because my MRI is booked 7 a.m. that day, so it depends how long I'm out doing that. All right, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Please go and download. Go and find the Mailbag Show, which Dan tweeted about. I'll probably do something later tonight about it as well. It was fun. It was always fun chatting with Dan. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at FBIBasketball.com.